Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. I hope everyone had a wonderful summer. It is officially the first day of school. I'm doing my show on campus like usual, and it is packed. Today is Imagine Day at UBC, and it's a day not for classes, at least for most of us. And there's a lot of club booths that are going around campus right now outside. So if you are on campus right now and if you go outside, there's just going to be a lot of booths that you can go to and explore. And the campus is very vibrant once again, you know, compared to last week because it was still summer break. But now, like I said, it is officially the beginning of a new year / semester. Congratulations to everyone who chose to come to UBC, because UBC is a really great school, and I think that a lot of people can have a great university career here. You know, there's a lot of people you can meet, great community. I am hitting my final year at UBC, and I'm excited, but also kind of nervous too, like most of you guys. But I hope that everyone is just filled with more excitement and curiosity and ambition than, you know, that nervousness of meeting new people and how you're going to adapt to this new environment. But yeah, today's episode is actually going to be a music episode. I am going to be turning on some songs from a band called Lovely Company. I like Lovely Company. The first time I saw them perform was at Redgate in the event Shindig, Battle of Bands, that CITR and Discorder hold every year. It goes on for a couple weeks. I think it begins around November or December, somewhere along the end of the year. But, you know, it's a really great event, one of the biggest events that we hold at CITR. And we choose 16 bands, they compete with each other, they perform in a span of a couple weeks, and then we have a winner. One of the candidates and the bands that performed in the Shindig event, I think it was 2022, was Lovely Company, and I really, really enjoyed their songs. So I'm just going to be choosing some songs that I really enjoyed from this band, and I hope you guys have a blast listening to them. And then I'll end off my show with some fun facts, but today's topic is going to be about school. So, you know, back to school fun facts, I guess you can say. And then, you know, that will be a nice sweet touch to the show today. I want to touch upon the weather like I always do. It's pretty cold. You know, I think for the past 3 days or so, it was quite hot. Very hot, actually. I didn't think that I would have to turn on the AC again at my place, but we did. And good news is that I don't seem to recall seeing any rainy forecasts, at least for the next week or two. So that's amazing. I think, you know, sunny weather is can always do you good, you know, and I think for the students who are trying to adapt to the new campus, not only at UBC, but other institutions as well, having a nice weather is always going to help. You know, you don't want to go to school on a rainy day and try to find classes and, you know, you get mixed up and you have to ask around, which I had a lot of trouble with when I first came to university. You know, finding classes is always, you know, anxiety inducing. So, but then again, you know, you know, I remember questioning myself, will I ever be able to get used to finding classes, you know, without having to feel so much anxiety and worry? And the answer is yes. You know, in high school and, you know, middle school, your classes are, I mean, the school itself is quite small. And, you know, once you get to university, obviously there's going to be a lot more students, which means there's going to be more buildings and just a larger place. And sometimes it can seem impossible to find a small classroom in such a big area. But I promise you it will become easier. and those, you know, classes that you will go to will feel just the same as any other classes that you've attended so far. So don't get too worried about that. Like I said, help is always given. So just ask, you know, even the students here, professors, staff, anybody, and they will help you out. I remember asking people, you know, where my, you know, English building was, even where the washroom was. I had so much trouble. I'd say maybe for a month or two, I just could not find the washrooms in the Buchanan building. And I remember it was summertime too. So it was around, you know, September, and there's still a lot of hot, sunny days left in the month of September. And I sweat a lot. I needed some paper towels. I couldn't find the restroom. And at the same time, I couldn't find my classes. It was just a very hectic, confusing experience. But, you know, it happens. Nothing new. A lot of students go through this. You know, you go to the wrong class and, you know, you end up, you know, asking the professor if this is English 307, and they're like, no, this is Forestry 201 or something. I don't know. It's going to be great. I hope everyone is going to have a great start of the week. You know, I'm excited to start another semester, and I'm also excited to meet some new people as well. For me, at least, I've chosen some courses that are quite diverse, I guess, and so I think it's going to be a great thing for me as well to meet some new people. I'd say my summer was great, but it wasn't too busy. I didn't really have a lot of chances to meet too many new people, but I think school is a great way to meet people and communicate with them, which is very important, which is why I do my radio show. But anyways, we're kind of backtracking off of the weather. The weather is great. It's a bit chilly today, but I think it's going to warm up soon. I don't know if people are a fan of this weather. It is quite chilly. I mean, I don't think a hoodie is going to do. I think maybe three layers might have to keep you warm, depending on how, you know, cold tolerant you are. But so far, so good. And yeah, I think, like I said, please, everyone, don't be too nervous about school. I know it can be, but everyone is on the same page. Just remember that. Everyone is nervous and trying to get by and worried about the same stuff. So I think as long as we kind of recognize that and open ourselves to other students and, you know, staff members, we will all have a great time. Oh, it seems like we're getting a call in. Hello there.
Hi, is this UBC's housing residence information?
No, this is actually UBC's radio station. You are currently live on radio. You just called into the radio station.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I called the wrong number. I hope your radio station has a great afternoon.
Amazing, you too. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, take care. Bye. Bye.
All right. This is a really, you know what? I think this year is going to go very well because I have, for those of you who have been following me for a long time, this show, Leaning with Jeff, has been going on for a little over 2 years, maybe longer than that. And I've officially hit a little over 100 episodes. I do some other shows as well called Training Time, depending on whether I do the trainings or not, and I love it. I really do love doing my radio shows. It's just such a thrilling experience. I get to chat with some great, talented people. And throughout my career in radio, I have gotten one, excluding the call that I just got right now, one random call from someone who, you know, was asking a question, who basically didn't even know where they were calling. And just like the gentleman here, he called and asked if this was the residency building or something. But you know what? I think it's a great sign. Well, first of all, I love getting calls in. I encourage people to call in whenever they can and chat with me. I'm so open to doing that. And I think it's great. I think some people always get a little nervous when They realize that they're speaking in a studio, live on radio. But sometimes if you're on a call, I guess it's a little, it seems a little more low stakes. And so they, you know, open up a bit. And so sometimes I do my interviews through call or in person. Either way works for me. But anyways, so I think whenever I kind of associated getting calls as almost a form of luck, especially those random calls. And so, you know what? I think that's my lucky charm. And I think that's our lucky charm that indicates that we will have a successful, a great, positive year. And I really hope that we do. And please, I believe that we will. So be excited, everyone. Be ambitious and be willing to try out a lot of new things. I'm telling you, I think the one thing that I, as a senior in university right now, would kind of tell everybody is university is really what you make it. You know, you have to kind of reach out and explore your options and keep your mind open. And really, as cliche as it sounds, just don't be afraid. I really stumbled upon CITR randomly in a very regular occasion. I have a whole story of how I, you know, discovered CITR and how I became an executive here, and I run my own radio show. But you know, it was really just walking around looking at posters, and I discovered a poster that was stuck in the wall. I just went in. Hi, I don't really know what, you know, what's going on here. I want to learn more about it. And that's how it started. It's as simple as that. You know, even go walking around reading the posters, that can change a lot in your life. And so, you know, just be open. Don't be too focused, you know, trying to go to classes. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to, you know, relax a bit, you know, seek out what's there. You know, I think UBC is great because there's a lot of things going outside, whether it's in the nest, outside the nest, like today, a lot of people doing a lot of interesting activities. You just have to, you know, be able to be a little relaxed and open to really see what people are doing. And once you do that, you know, who knows what kind of opportunities that are going to be open for you. So, yes, I keep rambling on this topic, but I really am excited. And I'm really hoping that a lot of students everywhere who's adapting to their new school or even workplace are just more excited than they are nervous. And I promise, I think once you get that mindset in, it will all work out. All right. Without further ado, why don't we get through some ads and some PSAs and we will begin our show. I will see you guys in a couple of minutes.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam Nisiyaya, and the Skakuya to lead in for Musqueam Stale.
Hastings Crossing is Vancouver's eclectic heart, a welcoming, diverse community rooted in social innovation, compassion, and cultural wisdom. Situated downtown along Hastings between Richards and Gore, you will find some of Vancouver's OG businesses like Nemesis Coffee, Meat and Bread, Dressu, Nuba, and many more. By supporting local businesses and social enterprises in Hastings Crossing, you are also helping to shape a more resilient, inclusive, and sustainable local economy in the downtown east side. Find out more about how Hastings Crossing Business Improvement Association is working to support the people and economies of Vancouver's downtown east side at hxbia.com or follow us on Instagram at hxbia.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is East Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Turn your radio to the CITR 101.9 FM on a Tuesday, specifically at 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. for saxophone Hello Primiti or saxophone La Nuit. Hosted by moi, accompanied with the improvisationalists, saxophonists, composers, and musicians of our great era since the 70s. Such as Anthony Braxton, Albert Ailey, Solange, Ghostface Killah, Warren Upcom, Sonny Rollins, that's 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. on a Tuesday to listen to saxophone a la Primiti or saxophone La Nuit.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. Like I said, today's episode, I will be turning on some music from lovely company. Oh, and look. It seems, if you look right now, since my show is being broadcasted live, if you look right now outside, there's going to be some sun. It seems like the sun is peeking out now, so maybe right now would be a good time to go outside and enjoy the weather. I also want to give out a special thank you, a big thank you, actually, to all the CITR executives, all the CITR Discorder staff members, and all the CITR Discorder volunteer members for doing such a great job and hosting and preparing for one of the biggest events that we hold here, Victory Square Block Party. I really do appreciate all the work that everyone does at CITR, and I think that everyone should acknowledge how much work is gone into all these events. All the staff members and the student executives and the volunteer members really give it you know, give everything their all to create such a great environment and event for everyone to just, you know, meet new people and enjoy some great music and, you know, dance. It's just such a great event that I hope most of you guys had the opportunity to go and check out. It was completely free. It happens outside. Thankfully, this year, the weather was absolutely amazing. So it would have been, you know, a great, great event to go to. So, yeah, I just want to give that special thanks to everyone who helped prepare the event and hosted it. It really does take a lot of work and dedication to, you know, get everything ready and prepare for, you know, all the details that are required for this event. So, yeah, I hope it all went successfully. I heard great things about it. And I saw, you know, on Instagram posts and all that. So I really do hope that everyone, including the people that helped with the event, had a lot of fun and it went very successfully. And I also want to thank everyone who was able to come and support the event, everyone who came in and, you know, just enjoyed everything. You know, it's a really great event. It's in Victory Square. It's like a big, it's not a steep hill, but it's a kind of a hill with grass and there's a little stage up front. And it's a great place to just, you know, get like a cloth or whatever, or a towel and just like, you know, lie down like a picnic table. And you can just lie there, you know, and, you know, listen to some music or eat some food. It's a really great environment to just chill and enjoy great music. So, yeah, I hope everyone had a great time at Victory Square Block Party. I believe the next event is Shindig Battle of Bands. So that's a very great event to look forward to. But why don't we get to the songs that I've prepared for you all? The first song is from, well, all the songs are from Lovely Company. This one is from the album As Midnight Looms. The first one is called Days of Farewell. I think this one is more of a gloomy kind of vibe with a very smooth melody. So I hope you guys enjoy this. I will be alone here in the studio. And maybe this could be a song that you can listen to right now and, you know, go out for a little walk. So I hope you guys enjoy. I'll see you guys in a couple minutes. That was Days of Farewell by Lovely Company. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. I really love the bass sound, you know, that low, you know, bass sound that's kind of, it seems like it's set out as a foundation of the song and it's just consistent, which gives it that calm tone. The next song I have prepared is called Road to Somewhere. It seems like this album's, I mean, the title is As Midnight Looms, so it's more of that relaxing, chill, low-tone, slow vibe in the music. But why don't we get to this song, Road to Somewhere. Here we go. That was Road to Somewhere by Lovely Company. I mean, most of the songs that I listen to have lyrics in them. And the reason why I do enjoy songs that do have lyrics is I like to listen to the words and how that connects with the melody and the meaning to the song. And it does give a completely different view of how you perceive and listen to songs, which is why I like the inclusion of lyrics. But from time to time, I do listen to songs like these without any lyrics whatsoever. It's just the sound of the instruments harmonizing together. And when I do listen to songs like this, I find myself focusing more on the sounds, more so than the singing or the lyrics or anything else. It's more of the sound and how that's making me feel and what kind of images that I'm imagining. So in a way, I guess lyrics is creating some sort of limitation to how I perceive a song, because words have certain meanings to it. And so you can't really go and imagine too far. Whereas if you listen to a sound in a mixture of sounds from instruments, you can kind of feel the way you want to feel and imagine certain sceneries, I guess. I'm sure that a lot of people, when you're listening to something and someone says, what are you imagining? A lot of people might be imagining many different things that are unique in their own way, and they have a reason to it as well. So again, I think that's a great thing about music is that everyone gets a chance to imagine in their own perspectives, and they, you know, perceive things the way that they think is right. And even changing the way you express it changes it, you know, with lyrics, without lyrics, maybe just lyrics and without melody. There's really just an unlimited amount of times you can change the way you express music, and that alone changes the way you perceive the song or the artwork. So yeah, the next song is called Greener Lands. I really like this title, Greener Lands. I hope you guys enjoy another fantastic song. So here we go. That was Greener Lands by Lovely Company. I really like that pause in the middle. I think that created a lot of tension. You know, when a song fades out, you immediately assume that that's the end of the song. But then you have that pause, which reassures your concluding statement. And then another song comes up and then you're just surprised. But it's a nice surprise. The next one is called Running in the Rain. I want to give an opportunity for my audience members. What pops in your head when you hear running in the rain? It could be a scenery, it could be an object, it could be a situation. Just think for maybe 2 to 3 seconds. And if you have an answer, great. If you don't, that's okay too. But if you have an answer, and let's say you want to share your answer with me and to the audience members who are listening to this live, feel free to call the number 604-822-2487. When you call this number, it'll be directly forwarded to the station that I'm in right now in the studio, and you and I can have a live conversation about what runs in your mind when you hear Running in the Rain. So one more time, 604-822-2487. Feel free to call in, and I will be waiting here. All right. Well, why don't we listen to the song itself and see how the song changes your perception of Running in the Rain. So here we go. That was Running in the Rain. I like that narrative portion in the song. It wasn't really singing, but it was more of a speaking type of lyrics. And I hope you guys like that one. It was very interesting because I think when voice is implemented into the song with the melody, like I said, it really does give it a different tone because the melody itself was quite calming. But the words were giving that tense vibe. But yeah, the next song is called Masks, The Come Up. I hope you guys enjoy this last song by Lovely Company. So why don't we get to it? Masks, The Come Up. Here we go.
Thank you. dragged by sound and bound for endless pleasure. Whether or not you see my teeth or know my past, everybody wears a mask.
That was Masks, The Come Up by Lovely Company. I hope you guys enjoyed those songs. For the next couple minutes, I will be sharing some fun back-to-school fun facts, and we will end it off on that note. So the first fun fact I have for you all is there are about 8 million teachers in the United States. I think most of these fun facts are based in the United States, but they're still fun facts. So 8 million teachers, 8 million educators in the U.S. There are a lot of teachers. The next one is many kids, and not to mention their parents, experience some nervous or extra anticipation based around the first day of schools. I mean, I think it's normal to feel nervous about first days of school. I mean, I don't think the nervousness ever decreased or increased. I think it was always the same, whether it was the first day of school in kindergarten or if it was the first day of school at university. I think that, you know, the sense of nervousness doesn't really go away. And I don't think you should try and have it go away. It's just a normal feeling that everyone experiences. So, yeah. The next one is, oh, this one's a tough one because I can't really pronounce this word, but apparently didascalianophobia is the acute fear of going to school, which affects about 2.4% of all children. That's very interesting. I didn't even know that this word existed, and it's pretty cool to see this, but it's definitely not cool to have it. It is very scary to go to school. It's scary because you don't know what you're going to do, what kind of tasks you're going to get, how you're going to get along with the students and the teacher. It's a scary thing to do, and I think it is probably the first step into society that anyone will ever go into. You know, stepping into that environment where you get to meet new people and you learn things, it is a very scary experience. But as much as it is scary, there's also a lot of rewarding feelings that comes from going to school and, you know, meeting all those people. So, and you learn a lot too, you know, aside from all those subject areas like math, science, and all that, there are so many things that you learn from school, not only, you know, like those fun facts or, you know, the textbooks that you read, but you learn a lot about yourself and, you know, people, you know, how to communicate, and how to navigate certain feelings. It's a lot of crucial things that is needed to go forward and live in society with other people. The next one is, pencils can also be used in zero gravity, upside down, or even underwater. That, you know what, pencils are just a magical tool. Sadly, though, and I don't know if anyone else can relate with me, I do not almost ever, did I word that right? I basically almost never use pencils anymore because I have my laptop. I take notes on my laptop. I type most of the times when I do research, when I write papers, when I have notes. Most of it is on my phone or my laptop. So when there are times when I do need to use a pencil, which are times when, let's say, because, which is very ironic for me to say, but I personally would rather write down something than to type it, because when I'm studying or something, I just feel like I consume the information much better and more fully when I can see, you know, my physical hand moving and writing the letters and the numbers, then, you know, it is just typing it in a computer. I don't know why, but I don't do it much often, but sometimes when I really want to and I feel the need to, then I definitely do it. And not surprisingly, my writing hasn't improved a lot, possibly declined a bit because I haven't been using it a lot. But, you know, when those final exam days come, I can definitely feel my hand cramping up mid-exam, because you're just writing for, you know, 2.5 hours straight, and, you know, no practice does catch up to you. Okay, the last thing that I want to share with you guys, the last fact, is before pencil erasers were invented, a common way to get rid of pencil markings was with a rolled up piece of white bread. That is interesting. My question here immediately is, how long can you actually use this white bread as an eraser? I wonder if it was just a temporary solution, or maybe you could have used it for a couple days depending on how the bread was made, or maybe white bread itself lasts a bit longer and doesn't mold. I don't know. But even if it was for a temporary use, I feel like that's kind of a waste, depending on how much you actually have to erase. And considering that I know what the texture is with white bread, I don't really know if that would be able to endure, you know, all that friction on a surface. But yeah, I mean, those are the questions that arise from just reading that fun fact. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Those were all the fun facts I have for you all today. The sun is out, so please go outside and enjoy it. My name is Jeff. This was another episode of Lean In with Jeff, and I will see you all next week. Have a great start of school. Thank you, everyone, and I will see you all next week. Bye-bye.